The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring an essential yet often misunderstood ecosystem, wetlands. Wetlands are unique landscapes where water meets land, creating a habitat full of life. These areas are wet much or all of the time and support plants, insects, and animals that have evolved to thrive in these conditions. But what exactly makes a wetland? Scientists identify them based on three key characteristics: hydrology, plants, and soil. Hydrology, the first characteristic, refers to the presence of water. Wetlands can be permanently or seasonally flooded, with water coming from groundwater, precipitation, or surface flows. The constant or periodic presence of water is what sets wetlands apart from dry land ecosystems. The second defining feature is specific types of plants. Vegetation is specially adapted to waterlogged environments. Think of calla lilies, water lilies, or sedges. These plants have developed unique adaptations like air pockets in their stems to transport oxygen, allowing them to survive in low oxygen soils. Wetland plants provide food and shelter for countless species, from frogs and fish to birds and insects, making these ecosystem hotspots for biodiversity. Then there's hydric soil, which has developed under prolonged wet conditions. These soils are distinct because they often appear dark and have a rotten egg smell due to low oxygen levels. The presence of hydric soil is a key indicator of a wetland, even if the land isn't visibly wet year-round. These soils help filter pollutants, store carbon, and regulate water flow, making wetlands critical for water quality and climate resilience. While wetlands are invaluable, they are often misunderstood and even mistaken for areas that are merely wet after a rainfall. True wetlands differ from temporary water accumulation like ditches, dry areas that flood briefly, or even rivers and lakes which have permanent flowing water. Wetlands play a vital role in California's water system. They help control floods by absorbing excess water, recharge groundwater supplies, and improve water quality by trapping sediments and pollutants. They also provide crucial habitats for many endangered species. However, wetlands face increasing threats from climate change, development, and water diversions. Over the past century, California has lost more than 90% of the historical wetlands due to urbanization and agricultural expansion. Efforts to restore and protect wetlands are ongoing. Conservation groups and government agencies are working to rehabilitate degrading wetlands, establish new protected areas, and promote policies that balance water use with environmental needs. Recognizing wetlands as a natural infrastructure can help integrate them into the broader water management strategy. Wetlands are not just patches of soggy land. They are vital ecosystems that sustain life, purify water, and help combat climate change. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.